Hi everyone, and welcome back to the On The Couch series, the English series of this podcast that I've created very recently. This is our first English episode, a real episode. I am both very nervous and very excited to see where this all takes me. I hope you will enjoy today's topic. I decided on a pretty big one to start off, if you ask me. I would love to speak about one of the biggest problems I believe we are facing today and why our experience of life right now seems to be getting messier and messier. And it has to do with unworthiness. So, hear me out. A huge part of why I became a life coach and a therapist was to help alleviate other people's suffering, of course. And I quickly found that what seemed to be plaguing most of the people around me, let alone in the coaching setting, just friends, family, anybody around me, really. And of course, most of the people who were raising their hands for help in my direction, was this sense of not and never having been enough. Of not being worth somebody's time or love, of not being worth an investment that they were wishing, hoping for themselves, not feeling that what they're going through in relationship to anything really was valid. Now, I think it's probably worth mentioning that if somebody raises their hand for help, I like to think that it has to come from a place inside of them, from deep within, maybe, but still, that does feel worthy, right? That remembers who they are on that deep level and also remembers what they're capable of. Because if they didn't, then it wouldn't make much sense for them to yearn for a better experience of life, and therefore, I mean, why ask for the help? They wouldn't believe that they deserved it. So those parts that are kind of the source of that yearning to reach for more, those are the parts we try to work with in coaching. That truthful knowing that I believe we all have, that we all carry, that sense of intrinsic value to the collective. And that's also part of the reasons why I love my job so freaking much. I mean, helping people reawaken to that sense of being exactly who they were meant to be and knowing just how awesome they truly are. I mean, come on, being a witness to that recognition is just an unbelievable privilege. And so the problem with unworthiness is you're going around falsely believing that you don't matter, which is to say that what you do or don't do doesn't matter. And with that mindset, why aim to be better or to do better? Why would you necessarily feel the yearning to help someone else, or at the very least to not hurt them? What you do doesn't count. You don't matter, so there's no point. And at the same time, that same sense of unworthiness brings your energy to such a low level of vibration, usually bringing about the oh-so-fun consequences of marinating in the lowest vibrational emotions, like guilt and shame and fear, and just feeling completely disconnected from your true self and your purpose, from others, from the whole. It's an indescribably heavy, hollow feeling. And then, of course, you might start to want to either prove your worth at all costs by, I don't know, flexing accomplishments you don't have, or ideas that aren't yours, or just plainly putting people that you might be envying down in order to feel superior. you might avoid any situation that could expose you, expose what you feel is unworthy about you, and miss out on so many opportunities for growth and connection and real accomplishments that would, of course, help you in feeling some sense of value for yourself. Or you just might want to numb all of those feelings that are inevitably part of feeling unworthy in any way possible. Or, you know, kind of a cocktail, a sweet combination of some or all of the above. And well, I mean, you see where I'm going with this, right? All of that just adds up to more low vibrations. So you're basically stuck inside this horrible loop of feeling worthless, feeling like you're not enough, feeling like you're unworthy, and sending that vibe out into the world, whose job is always to mirror whatever belief we choose to carry, and therefore, what do you experience more of? More feelings of unworthiness. It's energy. It is simple math. It's how it works. Now, I don't know about you, but when I feel down on myself, and it doesn't happen as often as before, thank God, I've worked a lot on myself, and I've healed. I mean, it's not work, I've healed a lot of myself, but I still do. I still have those days, or at least those moments, that I feel unworthy, that I'm coming up short. I absolutely do. And when I stand in that false mindset of feeling like there's something inherently wrong with me and that I'm somehow incapable of doing anything, accomplishing anything, of being loved, like I could feel absolutely the feeling of not being deserving of somebody's love or not enough in any situation, I'm almost guaranteed a rough, triggering, and frustrating day. Nothing goes smoothly. My relationships suffer a great deal, and I end up feeling like life's kind of kicking me while I'm down, when in fact, life's probably just trying to shake me out of it, out of that false thinking that I'm marinating in, that I'm stuck in the moment. We're not meant to stay in those low frequencies. I don't even think that we're meant to visit them that often. We're not meant to live our lives from there. And honestly, I think that's our collective problem, that pattern. Now, could we fix that, please? I truly believe that if you're here, especially now in these times, it's because we need you. We need what only you can offer. We need you to stop playing small and use your source-given talents. As I've mentioned before, my ultimate goal as a coach is to help people remember who they are, to recognize their innate value and put it to the best use possible, and ideally, create an amazing life they don't ever want to run away from. Now, can you imagine a world in which most of us went about our lives trusting and believing in ourselves most of the time? Knowing deep down that no matter the cards that I was dealt, no matter the story I might be compelled to replay over and over in my mind about not being enough, a story, mind you, that probably stems from a traumatic experience, however insignificant it might have seemed on the surface, during which a lost soul wasn't able to recognize my worth in the midst of feeling their own unworthiness, I know that I do matter. Can you imagine that world? When deep down, there was this knowing that we all carried and reflected to one another, that we all matter. We're all in this together. We can change the world with that. And the truth is that there is just one of me. Billions of people on this planet alone. And there is just one of me. And deep down, I actually like me. That's the other thing. With most of the people I work with, me included, by the way, once we do some clearing up, some healing, and start to look in this direction, We actually like who we see. We actually like who we are. My clients, they end up liking themselves, or at the very least, most of who they are. And they realize that they always have liked themselves. It was just a mistake. They just falsely believed something for years, perhaps, that was false. And now they're looking straight at the truth. And there's some sadness, usually, looking back at the years wasted, falsely believing that they didn't have this intrinsic value to them. We can all choose to give value to who we are, right here and now. I can choose to feel worthy and expect that sense of self-worth to be reflected back to me, also right here and now. Not only does this make sense, but it also is the only true power that we have over any of the things. Any. Oh, yeah, it works also. So if no one's told you today, if you need to hear it, you matter. You are enough, and you always have been and always will be. Now please, get out there and show the world what you're truly capable of. 'Cause I know I can't wait to see it. I hope you've enjoyed this episode and got some value out of it. I would love it if you came and joined the conversation on Facebook and Instagram at ThePact2022. Of course, all the necessary links will be in the description down below. Your questions and comments are greatly appreciated. Thank you for being here. And until next time, take care.